This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You know, I just can't help myself. I want to tell you what I told you right at the beginning of hour number one, because it's just too good. And as we have new people joining us this hour on the program, I just want to bring it to you again. And this is Nancy Pelosi says that Donald Trump should never be president because he has a, quote, cognitive disorder. Oh, my goodness. That is rich, isn't it? that is rich. And as I said in hour number one, everybody, it just means that they are scraping the bottom of the barrel. They don't know what to do next. They are absolutely terrified, and they are now willing to even talk about that as this idea of why Trump should never be allowed near the White House or the Oval Office ever again, right, according to Nancy Pelosi. Well, folks, welcome to the program this morning. And Kyle Warren with you, of course. And we're glad to be here. Glad that you are there as we crisscross across the country this morning as we move through the Thursday morning edition. Telephone number, of course, 949-822-7959. You can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You're off and running from there. You can also find me on Facebook and on X as well, if you'd like to follow on social media. And then also, of course, we want to welcome everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer, our flagship station, Salem Media Station, there in Tampa, Florida. Good morning to everybody there, everybody on AM 930. Welcome to everybody, by the way, in Denver, Colorado, 710 KNUS, and welcome to everybody on 101.5 KDON in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we really enjoy getting calls from both Denver and Nevada, of course, and we get enjoy getting calls from people all over the place, because we just heard from Jim in Nyack, New York, by the way, just last hour. It's great to know that we're reaching far. And by the way, talking about reaching far, we got a great message from listener Joan up in Seattle there. And, of course, we were just talking about Seattle during the weather report. But she writes and she says, "Hi, Kyle, did you hear that PETA is calling to replace Punxsutawney Phil, groundhog, with a giant gold coin?" No, I did not know that. As a matter of fact, she says, "I think the Democrats could use this method for Biden." Well, by the way, I just want to say real quick. Yeah. Why would they want to put Punxsutawney Phil out of a job? I mean, he does a great job. You know, it's a job destroyer. But she goes on to say, "I think the Democrats could use this method for Biden while he hides out in the basement. When the press asks a question, they could just flip the coin." She says, a little humor for you this Thursday morning. Well, listener Joan, we appreciate you very much. Yes, and it is good. It's good to laugh and smile, especially on this Thursday edition, and listening up there on the GCN network, by the way, in Seattle. And we appreciate that very much. And thanks again. And I'll tell you what. Yes, Punxsutawney Phil has got my vote. And not just because of the movie either, but I think he does a great job, and he probably doesn't get paid enough as it is. But folks, again, welcome to the program. Glad to be with you this morning. We do have the phone lines lighting up here in the segment number one here, so let's go ahead and head on over. I just mentioned Las Vegas, Nevada, and no sooner did I do that than we've got Dan Tanafrank from Las Vegas, Nevada calling in this morning. Good morning, Dan Tanafrank.
Oh, Kyle, you're a blessing to your entire audience.
Thank you.
I'll never forget watching, and they were in masks, and you couldn't see what color of their skin, but when they tore down the statue of Frederick Douglass, but then recently, when they threw red paint, it might have been even pig's blood on the Lincoln Memorial. now you're starting to rankle my ire. But I'm calling to say what we truly had a first American, and it wasn't the father of the country, George Washington. He was a genius. He captured electricity. He was a statesman, invited to all the royalties in Europe, and his name was he's on our $100 bill. And I'm going to leave you with this, Kyle. He said, being an American is not a birthright. It's a state of mind. And just off that very saying, Kyle, the pulse. Kyle, you get the... Trump's going to be elected, and they've got plans. And this time, the marching down the streets isn't going to go so well for those people. And that's my opinion. I'll take your comments on the radio, and God bless you for being there, Kyle.
Thank you. Thank you, Dan Tana Frank. You take care as well. We'll talk to you again here real soon. Dan Tana Frank there from Las Vegas, Nevada. We appreciate him. Well, you know, what Ben Franklin was talking about, and yes, Ben Franklin was, I think he was a genius, and so many things that we have in our country today are you know, attributable to him and the work that he did along with the founding fathers. But yes, state of mind. See, this is a different thing. Yes, people are born in this country, but people have come to this country for many years, and they've become naturalized American citizens. I've had the honor of knowing people who've become naturalized American citizens, and because they understand, they may have come from a different place where life wasn't so good, or the opportunities weren't so good, or they weren't able to live the kind of life they wanted to live. And they wanted to come and not become an enclave unto themselves, not to become a separate, you know, like a balkanization of the United States. We're just going to have our own little community and other people from other, you know, that aren't like us, quote unquote, they won't come into our community. No, they come here because they want to integrate into American society, and they want to live under the red, white, and blue, and they want freedom. And they want self-determination. And they know that America is the place to do that. And they're not fleeing somewhere else. They're fleeing to America. But what we're talking about, of course, is legal immigration, but not unfettered illegal immigration. Folks, stay right there. I appreciate the kind words this morning. We're coming right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We choose truth over facts.
You're listening to Kyle Warner.
Hey, Delilah, you got the power over me. All bound up in your shackles and chains, and I ain't even trying.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Little Blackberry Smoke bringing us back in right there. I got to tell you, I like those guys. I really do. I really do think they are literally one of the best bands, I think, that is going today. And I think their musicianship is just amazing. And everybody just, and I don't want to go on too long about this, but just don't get me started sometimes right on music. But I just think all their stuff is just everybody's just playing in the right where they're supposed to be. You know, no matter what the instrumentation is, they just kind of all find their little pocket, and they just and it's all great. I'm telling you that much. But at any rate, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message here on the program this morning. And also, of course, you know, in hour number one, you talked about what was happening at the border vis-a-vis Governor Greg Abbott and the Supreme Court decision, Governor Abbott saying, you know, basically that, you know, this isn't over yet, and that the Constitution provides for the federal government to protect the states from invasion, but the states also have to do their, you know, do what they need to do in light of this kind of emergency. So we're going to talk more about that, but we're going to talk about it with Denise Simon when she comes on about 30 minutes from now. Because I do want to get her perspective, her take on that, because this is going to be a big deal. Whatever comes out of this is going to have major ramifications moving forward for the future, for anything having to do with states' rights and so forth. So this, the fact that the Supreme Court, they didn't hear argumentation about this. They simply made the decision that the other decision had to be lifted right now while this was all being litigated, is my understanding. So the Supreme Court did not necessarily make an informed decision, for lack of a better term, they haven't heard argumentation. At some point, if it gets back to them, they more than likely will hear that kind of argumentation. But I think they cited to the err on the side of the idea of supremacy for the federal government over the states. But this situation is dire, and this has to be argued very, very quickly. And so I'm hoping that it fast tracks back around to the Supreme Court. And also, this is one of those things, too, where you don't know what the Supreme Court justices are going to do until they do it. And a lot of times, presidents that appoint a Supreme Court justice, they don't always go with the way that the political thought might go. And sometimes it really does just point up the fact that these justices literally go their own path. And I think that's one of the reasons why, and sometimes we don't understand, we don't like it, or we think, well, this doesn't make any sense, why are they doing it this way? And that's all well and good. We can always be critical of what happens at the Supreme Court, no doubt about that. But if you noticed that when a decision like this comes down, conservatives will typically say, we've got to make sure this argumentation is done correctly and to make them, you know, quote, see the light on why we believe the law says this or the law applies in this way. On the left, what do they do when they get a Supreme Court decision that they don't like? Well, the court is illegitimate. We got to pack the court. Or, get this, we got to get some term limits in on the court. That's what we got to do. We got to get some term limits in so we can have some more turnover in the court. You know, I personally think if you do term limits, you know, at first blush, if you have term limits in the Supreme Court, then you're going to take away that lifetime appointment. You'll take away the independence of the court. Only insofar as that it's so difficult, I think, to detach themselves from the current political fray, whatever that is that day, whatever it is that decade, whatever it is that year. And so they need to be able to function independently and not as any kind of political arm. But the left really wants it to be just another rubber stamp political arm of the left incorporated, basically. And that's why you have, like, let's go protest at their houses and let's go do this, because they didn't vote the way we wanted them to vote in terms of our political perspective. So that's, again, another one of these genius things about the Founding Fathers, setting up the system the way that they did with these checks and balances and this distribution of power and authority. Because they were – and see, this is one of the things, too. This is one of the things – and by the way, Hugh Hewitt had a great commentary the other day about the idea of Donald Trump becoming the dictator, and this is the big thing that the media is trying to do. He's going to be a dictator, and he's going to ruin our democracy, and he's going to take it away, and we'll never have elections again. And I like what Hugh Hewitt had to say. I don't have it right in front of me, so I just have to paraphrase. But he mentioned that, you know, the Constitution is very strong. Yes, it is. It is very strong. And it is designed to eliminate the very notion that you would have tyranny, because the Founding Fathers knew tyranny very well. They understood tyranny. And they got it. And they, when they created this system, they created a system by which they never wanted to see that ever happen ever again, in my opinion. And I think that by doing the way with the distribution of powers and the three co-equal branches of government, they really did accomplish something amazing. They accomplished something amazing with the Electoral College, for example, by making sure that less populous states would have a voice in determining the president of the United States, for example. Otherwise, they understood the tyranny of the majority. And when you hear Hillary Clinton and when you hear the Democrats of today, talking about, well, we just got to get one person, one vote, and we just got to make sure that democracy is not going to be, you know, taken away by Donald Trump. You know, they're not going to let you vote anymore and stuff like that. What they really are saying is, we are striving for a tyranny of the majority situation where we can all get together and decide that your Second Amendment rights just don't apply. We're going to get rid of them. Why? Because we had a vote on it. We had a majority vote. And we just made sure that everybody, so and so you can't really defend yourself anymore, ha, ha, ha. Or your rights on this don't exist. Or we're going to grant this group special rights now. How about that? We're the majority. We just did it. And by the way, the president or ruler at that point will simply be someone that we choose in these most populous areas. And if you live in, quote-unquote, flyover country, well, you're just out of luck. Because guess what? There's a whole new system being built. That's really kind of what they want to do. And the Constitution actually keeps them from doing that. And, of course, they try incremental things, especially against the Second Amendment. But the Constitution is there. And as Hugh Hewitt said, it is very strong. And it's designed to keep things like that from happening. So it is a silly notion, as he put it, right, to believe that Donald Trump is, you know, to believe the left and their lies about what Donald Trump is going to do if he becomes president. Donald Trump would be the president, and Donald Trump would have to act within the confines of presidential power, the same way that Joe Biden is supposed to do that, the same way that Bill Clinton would have had to do that, the same way as any president would have to do that. And sometimes do they push the envelope? Sure. And what happens if they push the envelope too far and they do something that the president is never supposed to do? Well, there is another mechanism for that, too. It's called impeachment and conviction, removal from office. It's like the founding fathers kind of thought of everything, didn't they? And that's one of the reasons, folks, why the founding fathers have to be demonized, that they have to be, you know, shown in this light where there were rabid, evil slave owners who were enslaving the people and you know, this kind of stuff. It went on and go on and on and on. But yet the Constitution can also change. And in my opinion, America moves in the right moral direction. And especially in the Civil War and the freeing of the slaves, the Emancipation Proclamation. It's one of the reasons we recognize Juneteenth, the very last slaves who heard the news. The Emancipation Proclamation has been handed down, and it took a while to get there, right? But this is the kind of thing. We live in a country that can move in the right moral direction. So don't let people tell you that America is evil, that it is based on evil, that it is based on all these terrible, terrible things, because we have watched America evolve and do the right thing. And it is the great experiment, and it sounds like a broken record, but it is moving in the right moral direction. That's what it's designed to do. But there are those who would take it down and try to reverse that moral course, by the way, under the guise of we're going to make it more of a democracy, right? That's what they try to do. Folks, Kyle Warren with you, coming right back right after this. Stay right there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life.
USA News Update. A Russian military transport plane that was carrying 74 people, including 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war, crashed today in a border region near Ukraine. There were no survivors. Marijuana sales in Michigan were high last year, over $3 billion, which is higher than the alcohol sales in the state. Western China reeling from aftershocks after a 7.1 magnitude earthquake yesterday in a remote part of the country. Three people were killed, five injured, hundreds of buildings damaged. Former President Donald Trump won New Hampshire's Republican presidential primary yesterday, defeating former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley and moving him closer to a rematch with President Biden this fall. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Up and down day on Wall Street Wednesday.
Wall Street ended mixed after strong gains for Netflix and some influential technology stocks helped offset losses across much of the rest of the market. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1% Wednesday. The Dow fell 99 points, about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.4%. More stocks fell than rose on the New York Stock Exchange. The Treasury yields were mixed after a report suggested that growth for U.S. business output is accelerating while inflation pressures may be easing. Netflix jumped more than 10% after reporting bigger-than-expected subscriber gains.
I'm wondering only because
President Biden vetoes a Republican measure authored by Florida Senator Marco Rubio that would have blocked a White House waiver that allows some foreign-made content in federally funded chargers for electric vehicles. More on these stories at townhall.com.
And we really do appreciate you so very, very much. 949-822-7959 is the number. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. You can find out more about me, and you can also follow me on Facebook and also on X, formerly known as Twitter, of course. And you can also check out our live streams. We've got live streams there for AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, our flagship station. And then we've got the answertampa.com right there for the links to there. And then also we've got our GCN live links for the good folks up at GCN. They work very hard for the program, by the way. We appreciate them, and we do want to just simply reach out and say good morning. And don't forget, and I know there's a lot of fog up there this morning in Minnesota. I can see it on the map. So is Joe Biden an election denier? This from The Hill. Republicans took to social media Tuesday to jab President Biden over joking that former Democrat gubernatorial candidate Terry McAuliffe was the, quote, real governor of Virginia. Well, just get McAuliffe together with Stacey Abrams, and, you know, they can start making policy, and I don't know if they can start ordering people around as pretend governors, but whatever. Hello, Virginia, and the real governor, Terry McAuliffe, Biden said Tuesday during a speech in the state. McAuliffe lost his bid for Virginia's governor in 2021 to now Governor Glenn Youngkin, who responded on X to a video of Biden's comments with, "Mr. President, I'm right here." Other Republicans joined Youngkin, with many labeling Biden as someone who denied the results of the election. By the way, when Stacey Abrams did that, she was actually hailed as some kind of an amazing, courageous individual, right? As opposed to being an election denier of Donald Trump, who's trying to deny our democracy or something like that. So Joe Biden is an election denier, Virginia Attorney General Jason Miaris wrote on X. Senator Tommy Tuberville, Republican of Alabama, said on X that he thought saying, quote, something like this was a threat to democracy. Adding that Biden, quote, doesn't have a speck of integrity. Some compared Biden to former President Trump's false claims that the 2020 election was stolen from him. Jason Miller, a longtime advisor to Trump, said in a post, Biden is actually brain dead. Well, I don't know. But we got to go ask Nancy Pelosi about that. She's the expert on cognitive disorders, evidently. But let's listen in. I'm sorry. We're having way too much fun in this segment, aren't we? We're having way too much fun. But Peter Ducey has a lot of fun at the White House press briefing room, and he loves to question Karine Jean-Pierre about these various things. And, of course, he did not let us down on this one. Let's listen in to what he said and what she said about election denying.
Is election denying a joke now?
What do you mean? You have to say more than just make a random statement. Hey.
Why did the president say, hello, Virginia, and the real governor, Terry McAuliffe?
He was making a joke about Terry. He was making a joke. He was, I mean, if you play it back, it's clearly that the president was making a joke.
What's the joke?
He was making a joke about McAuliffe's previous term as governor.
How are you guys going to convince people, though, that this idea of denying election results is very bad if President Biden is going out and making jokes like
this? Okay, he did not deny. He did not deny it. He congratulated Governor Youngkin. Matter of fact, when he won his election, he did it out of the gate. Out of the gate. Really, truly. He congratulated the governor. And not only that, we've had opportunities to work closely with the governor in, over the past couple of years. And, you know, this is a president that works across the aisle.
Well, that's nice. That is so nice. All right, let's stop there. Okay, I love this exchange. This is one of the best ever, in my opinion. Yes, is it a joke now? Okay, what do you mean by a joke? You can't just make some random statement. Oh, come on. You know, she knew exactly what he was talking about. I can't believe that they weren't ready for that, you know, more so. But, yes, you know, if you come out and say, okay, well, how about this? Why don't, how about this? The, every single time Donald Trump is introduced at any rally or any interview that he's introduced as Donald Trump, the real president of the United States. Now, of course, they would have a cardiac arrest on the left, and they would say that, you know, this is a threat to democracy. And, but Joe Biden can do it because it's a joke. Maybe they didn't know that he was going to say it. So this is part. This is the worst part of being Karine Jean-Pierre in her job, and that is she has to constantly try to clean this stuff up. But I really do take issue with how she first responded to Peter Ducey's question by saying, well, what are you talking about? You know, you can't just make some random statement. And you could tell she's visibly irritated by this because there is no other answer to that. And if they say they just made a joke, well, how about, can Donald Trump say, well, I made a joke? He made a joke about, quote, being a dictator on day one, but it's just made everybody go apoplectic, especially over at The View, especially over on, you know, the different cable networks. They just go apoplectic about this, believing that Donald Trump has now admitted, folks, he's admitted that he's going to be a dictator if you just put him in the office. And by the way, if he really wanted to be a dictator, I mean, you know, come on. I, you know, do you have to go through an election to do that? I guess you do. But, you know, but see, then he'll turn evil. You know, see, that's the thing. Oh, he's going to go out there, he's going to get elected, but then he's going to turn evil. And then he's not going to be an elected official anymore. He'll just be a dictator and so forth. you know, this, it goes on and on and on, and it is tiring. It's tiring of what the left does and how they constantly, you know, create this talk about a false narrative. But Joe Biden went out there and created a narrative. He's the president of the United States, for goodness sakes. And he went out there and he created that narrative. And he went out there and he said McAuliffe was the real governor. And just pawned it off as a joke because they can't say anything else. What else can they say? Oh, yeah, well, he had questions about whether or not he got elected or not. Or they can also say, well, and actually, though, you expect Karine Jean-Pierre to say, I'll tell you what, just stay right there because we're going to bring Nancy Pelosi up here right now, and she's going to tell us all about cognitive disorders. And it's sad, and I'm not trying to be mean-spirited about somebody who has an affliction, an actual real affliction. But to be the president and have this affliction, that's a huge problem. And whether you're Republican or Democrat, or whether it's a Republican or Democrat president, you know, if somebody really does have that, I mean, it's a real thing. And I think to a great degree, it's demonstrable with Joe Biden. The country would get together and say, at least in terms of support, and say, well, maybe it's time for the 25th Amendment. And I don't say that lightly, and I'm not really trying to make a joke about it. I do think that that's another reason why these things are there. In order to try to stave off if somebody is really not mentally competent for whatever reason, something happens or whatever. But obviously, I don't know. It would be worse with Kamala, wouldn't it? I think it would be to a great degree. But definitely, folks, when the president went out and made that quote-unquote joke, you can't have it both ways. And they definitely want their cake, and they want to eat it. They want to eat it too. So that's where that is. And are you surprised? I mean, talk about double standards. That is the very definition of double standards. Well, folks, when we come back from the break, we're going to play our second song of the morning. We'll take a look at the weather real quick, see if we've got any big changes coming through. And then we'll also be talking with Denise Simon from founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And we're going to talk with Denise again about this border crisis or this showdown crisis, which really can be a big deal here between Texas and Washington and what that means even moving forward for the basic idea of states' rights. And, you know, we're supposed to be the United States of America, and we all get that. But when the Biden administration acts in a controversial or a contrary way, well, then, you know, what are the states to do? And that is the question. And how do you navigate that? That's a big deal. It's stuff like you'd read about, like, in history books, like 100 years ago this happened. And, you know, but we're living right through it, folks. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. I promise.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this,
or this. Make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It is the Thursday edition, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. You know, this is the best job in the world, and I have you to thank for that. I really, really do. And I'm just glad to be here on Thursday morning because, of course, that means it's almost Friday, and we have all kinds of fun. We're having fun already this morning on the program, but on Fridays and even on the weekend edition, you know, we really do try to have some fun. But I got to tell you, folks, it's time right now for our next song of the morning, our second song, to keep you going, keep your blood pumping, keep you moving, whatever it is you're doing this morning. Then we'll take a quick look at the national weather, see if we have any big changes from last hour. And then we'll talk with Denise Simon from the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Yeah, I'll get it right. And then also founderscode.com as well. By the way, Denise has a lot of great articles and a lot of great materials over there at founderscode.com. And so you definitely want to go over there and check it out. Well, for song number two this morning, we thought we'd kind of mix it up. I don't think we've ever played this one ever. And but this is a great one. ELO, Out of the Blue.
The streets are empty now. The lights don't shine no more. You are gone, I turn to stone.
All right, Jeff Lynne, and of course, ELO, the Electric Light Orchestra, Out of the Blue. That's a cool track, just in and of itself, it's a cool track, and you definitely have the string arrangements there are just literally out of this world. And I'm not just saying that because ELO typically had some kind of UFO, you know, on their album covers, this kind of thing. But you know, it really was out of this world. Jeff Lynne, just an incredibly talented individual, and of course went on to work with the Traveling Wilburys as well. Worked with George Harrison, I know, on his records and so forth. So just a great track this morning. Can't say enough about it. All right, let's take a real quick look here, and let's take another look at our precipitation. But again, we got this huge dense fog advisory just all through basically the middle of the country, North Dakota, South Dakota. We've got over in Minnesota, our friends at GCN there, Iowa, southern Wisconsin, all of the southern half of Michigan, over towards western Pennsylvania, parts of western New York State, all through Missouri. You get the idea. Oklahoma, northern part of Texas, central Texas, looks like San Angelo there. That's we've got the Vince Fogg advisory right there, smack dab in the middle of Texas. We've got all kinds of rain happening, by the way, in Houston, and we'll see where this is going here again. We've got Houston, Texas, lots and lots of rain, lightning this hour, up through Nacogdoches, Texas, Tyler, up through Paris, Texas as well, and into the southern part of Oklahoma, Mississippi, parts of southern Louisiana, all through Alabama, starting in Mobile, heading into the middle and also the northern parts of Alabama, Atlanta, Georgia right now, looks like you got all kinds of rain, heading up through eastern Tennessee, dissipating a little bit as you head towards West Virginia, but New York State right now, or I should say New York City, Boston, Massachusetts right now, all kinds of rain, and that's also happening over in western Pennsylvania as well this morning. So do be careful out there, folks. We want you to be safe. Also, taking a quick look, and we, as we were talking about Seattle last hour, we still got rain, looks like, just to the west of Seattle, Portland. You got rain all around you, maybe a little bit to the north right now, but still impacting Interstate 5 in a very, very big way. So be careful of that. And that's what it looks like out there right now on the weather map, folks. And be careful. As we said, we always want you to get there in one piece. All right, folks, as I promised, as I mentioned, we've got Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook with us once again. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I was just telling everybody just a little while ago that I was waiting to talk to you this morning because I want to get your take on what's happening at the southern border with Texas. And then now you've got Democrats calling for Joe Biden to take control of the Texas National Guard. I mean, where are we going with this?
Well, some interesting things are happening here. Governor Abbott has published a real defiant letter, and rightly so. The state of Texas is not going to back down. In fact, they're still putting up razor wire. The feds have not cut anything, so we also have a situation here where we've got a growing number of Republican governors. Mm-hmm. Kristi Noem, DeSantis, I'm trying to think who else, Oklahoma, possibly Tennessee. It looks like there's a planned operation for Republican governors to stand with the state of Texas in defiance of the federal government, the Biden administration. But the next thing, too, is it appears that beginning on January the 29th, which is what really coming up this weekend, I think for a week, it looks like there is a convoy of truckers that's building up. I saw where Cheryl Atkinson reported this. Todd Starnes on his show reported it because he's actually talked to several of the truckers. And they're mobilizing not only to go to Texas, but also to Arizona and I think even San Ysidro in California. So it looks like what's building here is you're going to have, because Governor Abbott has declared a state of invasion.
Right.
And it looks like now we're going to have a real fight between the states and the federal government. And this one's going to be fascinating.
Well, you're absolutely right about that, because this is a showdown. And,
it's a showdown.
Yeah, and this
absolutely
is
a standoff.
Yeah, and this is going to, you know, define how the states interact with the federal government, I think, you know, for moving forward. Because we've never actually, other than the Civil War, we've never seen something to this magnitude.
Like this. Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. And whereas the Civil War had different, all different kinds of issues, that led up to it. But this is, again, who's in charge and who has to knuckle under, especially when there's something so obviously wrong happening in terms of the unfettered illegal immigration. So this is a big deal. You're absolutely right. Stay right there, Denise. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk more about this, folks, because to unpack this is going to take a little while, but it's also so important that we do that. So, Denise, stay right there. Folks, we're coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. Your top of the hour news is next, and then we are coming back. So stay right there. Thursday morning edition rolls along.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.